did you do that? And you didn't know who did it, but you know, your husband had been here. And he said, no, maybe my husband did. And they said, maybe your husband did. You'd say, well, I'm not sure, but he
might have done it.
And let's talk about some birds. What are some kind of birds you have around here?
I don't know a lot of names for birds, but we have sparrows, quails, dove, blackbirds, woodpeckers, big birds like hawks.
Well, do you have another kind of big bird that you can see in the dark?
Owl.
That can see in the dark, maybe.
An owl.
Yeah, what now? Are there different kinds of that?
No, I guess,
What's the kind of owl that makes a real scary noise?
Quivering owl or something like that.
Alright, what?
I hate them.
What'd you say?
I don't like them to make that noise. I could just squeeze their heads off.
What do you call them?
I think you call them a quivering owl or something like that.
And then there's another kind of makes a noise. Yeah.
Hoo owl.
What's it?
A hoo owl.
And then there's a kind of a bird that that drills holes in trees.
That's a woodpecker.
And are there different kinds of that?
A redhead. Now I don't know. I know it's a redhead woodpecker, and then it's one gray, and they have a different name, but I don't know the name of them.
Well, there's one real big one, about the size of a half-grown chicken. What would you call that?
We don't have them kind of down here.
Well, would you ever compare people to woodpeckers?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, what's a peckerwood? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, but that's somebody I thought was the same thing as a woodpecker.
So what's the word?
Woodpecker.
And what's the?
Peckerwood.
Is that a woodpecker?
I think it just changed the name around. I always thought it was the same thing.
Uh-huh. Well, which would you use if you were talking
woodpecker?
There's a little kind of animal that you wouldn't want to run over on the road at night.
Scott.
do you know any other names for it?
Polecat.
Which do you call it?
Polecat.
Alright. Well, let's say that some animal came and raided a hen house at night. And you knew you knew sort of what kind of animal, but you didn't really know what kind it was. You'd say, I'm going to get me a gun and put some traps out and stop that.
Skunk.
Would you call it a skunk?
Probably would.
Even if you didn't know what it was?
All right.
Well, now what animals could that include then?
Well, it usually be a skunk. Possum.
It could be a possum? And you still call it a...
I just say, that'd be my word for a skunk.
What about if it was a... What's a varmint?
Some sort of animal.
Is that a word you use?
No, I don't use it, but I've heard it.
What's that word?
Varmint. I've heard it, but I don't use it. Now, varmint is an animal.
It's a type of one animal.
Well, I don't know. It was one or more than one, whether it's called animals varmints or not. But I know they call, on the West, I don't know whether it's that one animal, or just called animals varmints. People do. That's an old word, so.
But,
I don't use it.
You can call people that, too?
Mm-mm. No. People, that's the old word. Old people used to use varmint, and I don't really know whether it's just one animal or not, really.
Well, now what if it was, if you had something come in your house, like rats and mice or something, and get into your kitchen, what would you call that? You say, I'm going to put out some traps and get those.
A rat.
You call them rats. And